Psalm 82. Excuse me. A psalm of Asaph. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. Now, first, I want to look at this in context. As you know, I like to look at the Psalms together rather than individually. I haven't been here for the last few weeks, but let's look back just a little bit. If you look back into Psalm 80 here, I trust that it was delivered to you as a Psalm of the Covenant, where the people of Israel, as they were in trouble, cried out to God to come save them. And we see the covenant and the one of the covenant brought out in Psalm 80. But we see in there that the trials that the people were going through were due to sin. And they had to turn back to God and turn back to the covenant when they called God in the covenant to come save them. Last week in Psalm 81, you saw that thing brought out a little bit better. But in Psalm 81, the accusations to the people of the nation of Israel for their idolatry and turning away from God and the foolishness of the people brought about the judgment of God. Here in Psalm 82, we see it turning from, basically, if one were to have a camera right here, looking out here last week, but now it's turned this way, and it's looking at the rulers, the leaders, the elders of the people. It's not always entirely the fault of the rulers when the people turn away from God or turn to wickedness, but largely it does lie upon them. And what does lie in judgment of the rulers, the elders, the judges, depending on whether you're looking church, family, or state, what does lie to their account and their guilt is their reaction, how they deal with sin and wickedness. Here we have God the Father standing in the congregation of the mighty, judging among the gods. Now, if you read the footnotes there, if you have a study Bible or you get your commentaries out and look it up, they'll give you all these different things that it could be. But the gods that they're talking about just are the mighty ones, the rulers. The word Elohim is not a word that means that guy that lives in heaven. It is the mighty ones. And it is plural, by the way. So here we have God, Elohim, Jehovah, standing, figuratively speaking, in judgment, a congregation of the rulers of the people, looking at those who lead the nation, who judge the nation, who are supposed to be shepherding the nation. And he stands in judgment of them. And the first words out of his mouth are, how long? See, this time we see God saying it instead of the people. How long will you judge unjustly? How long will you show partiality to the wicked? See, the more things change, the more things stay the same, isn't it? So, yeah, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. Very simple what you're supposed to do. This next section of the psalm says, they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are unstable. This seems to be sitting there in isolation when the beginning and end of the psalm are looking at the judges. And frankly, I am not convinced either way. Whether we're looking at the rulers of the nations of the earth, they don't understand, they don't know, they wander about in darkness. Because without God, they can't judge justly. Or is it looking at the people wandering in the darkness without a shepherd when they don't have honest, righteous judges? Could be both. Without God and without righteousness, all of us are wandering around in the darkness and the foundations of the earth are unstable. It goes back now and God is speaking in the first person. I said, you are gods and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. All the kings of earth, all the rulers of the church, leaders of families, we all need to remember we're just men, mortals, as anyone else. And it's only in God that we have wisdom or we have life. In the last verse, arise, O God, and judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. Here we see again in the Old Testament, when we're told by so many around us now that God only cared about Israel, we see that God was and is the God of the nations. And that Israel as the remnant was not to be the end game, but rather it was just that spark, the seed. That now in the gospel age, wisdom in the church goes out among the world, and all the nations are supposed to be following God. That last verse makes me think, going back to verse 5, that we're looking at the rulers of the nations who don't know God. He calls them to do righteously, but they don't know what righteousness is. He calls them to be godly, but they don't know God. And we should reflect on that and see how sad that is, how useless it is to try to do these things without God, without His Word, frankly, without a salvation. Politics is big in today, right now. There's a lot of talk about politics. But this psalm, like the rest of the Bible, teaches us a couple things. And I'm not going to go into who to vote for or anything of the sort. But see in verse 5, you must have a knowledge of God, the Bible, and righteousness in order to judge righteously. Again, whether it's in the church or in the nation. And the last verse, arise, O God, and judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. That's a statement in this psalm, but it can be a prayer for us. And it's something that is going to happen. God will inherit all the nations. Let's not deny Him His due and say that He only rules in the church. Now we're going to sing Psalm 82. And this is a song of the mightiness of God and the debt of the people to honor Him in all things. Let's sing this as a prayer and as exhortation to each other and to ourselves.